Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories.
Police are still searching for the second suspect involved after the rape of a woman near the Coney Island Boardwalk in Brooklyn last night.
The assault playing out under the boardwalk as people strolled above and the sounds of amusement rides filled the air. All of it happening around 9 o'clock last night on the 1900 block of Surf Avenue. The 46-year-old victim telling cops two men approached her with a knife. One held that knife to her throat as the other raped her. Boardwalk runner Aritu Ramos says the female community stands with the victim.
We love her and we support her, and as a community, we're here for her.
One man, 24-year-old David Dewan Bonilla, was arrested and charged with rape and menacing. The NYPD still looking for the other guy, who they say is homeless. The victim was treated at NYC Health and Hospital on Coney Island. Monica Guy, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Coney Island.
We're expecting to learn next hour who the new FDNY commissioner will be. Reports say Robert Tucker is being tapped for the post. Tucker is a businessman and philanthropist and a longstanding member of the board of directors of the FDNY Foundation. He'll be replacing outgoing fire commissioner Laura Cavanaugh, who's been in the post since 2022. She was the first woman to ever serve as fire commissioner. The first responders who helped the victims of the nail salon crash on Long Island are being honored today.
Tonight in Deer Park, the town of Babylon will honor the first responders who acted very quickly in helping the victims of the Hawaii nail salon tragedy, where four people were killed and nine others injured after authorities say a 64-year-old man who was very intoxicated drove through the salon at nearly 80 miles per hour. And one of the injured victims has filed a lawsuit. Newsday reports the 54-year-old woman from Dix Hills has filed suit against the driver, the liquor store, because the clerk sold him alcohol before the crash and he was clearly drunk, and the salon because barriers were not installed in front of the business. The salon owner could not be reached for comment. The victim says she sustained fractured ribs, a broken sternum, and many cuts to her eyes and face. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Suffolk County, Long Island.
G-Train riders, today is the day that service will be shut down between the Bedford Nostrand Avenue and Church Avenue stations in Brooklyn and stay out of service until September 3rd. It's to allow for the final phase of planned work on the G-Line so the MTA can install signal upgrades to a signal system they say dates back to the FDR administration. Free shuttle buses will be available to cover the gaps in the subway route. The suspension of service in Brooklyn, though, also marks the restoration of service today between Bedford Nostrand Avenue stop and the Court Square stop in Long Island City, Queens. No G trains have run between those two stations since July 5th. Police are still searching for the second suspect involved after the rape of a woman under the Coney Island Boardwalk in Brooklyn last night.
The irony of a violent rape happening as the sounds of the Riegelman Boardwalk filled the air. That cruel mix playing out last night as a 46-year-old woman says she was raped at the 1900 block of Surf Avenue. Cops saying two men approached her, displayed a knife, while one held it to her neck as the other raped her. All of it happening around 9 p.m. One guy, 24-year-old David Dewan Bonilla, was arrested and charged with rape, menacing, and criminal possession of a weapon. The NYPD, though, still looking for the other guy, who they say is homeless. The victim treated at NYC Health and Hospital on Coney Island. Monica Guy, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Coney Island.
A teenage girl was stabbed last night near the Barclays Center, and police are on the hunt for a group of teen suspects. It happened around 8 p.m. outside the Atlantic Avenue Barclays Center subway station. Police say the 13-year-old girl was stabbed in the abdomen, and she was rushed to the hospital where she's expected to recover. Three people are wanted in connection with the attack. At least two of the suspects are believed to be teenagers. A man is fighting for his life this morning after cops say he was the victim of a hit and run in Manhattan overnight. The incident happened just before 3 a.m. on West 49th Street and 8th Avenue in Midtown. Police say the 30-year-old man was crossing the street when a black sedan ran him down and then just kept on going. The victim was taken to the hospital in critical condition. Cops are still searching for the driver. A Brooklyn man is facing hate crime charges for allegedly attacking a Jewish man near a synagogue over the weekend. Police say 22-year-old Vincent Sumter yelled "Free Palestine" before stabbing the other man in the chest outside the headquarters of the Chabad-Lubavitch movement in Crown Heights. Deborah Halberstam serves as honorary commissioner of the NYPD's Community Safety Unit. She tells 1010 Winds.
People in the community, there's a combination of anger, of fear, of resolution at the same time that we refuse to accept this. And we have to counter this with strength and not weakness.
The victim is expected to recover from his injuries. Sumter is charged with assault as a hate crime. And it's a sad day for us here in the radio business in New York. We've just received news that WCBS News Radio 880 will cease operations and no longer be a news radio format here in the city. WCBS will be replaced with All Sports ESPN Radio with the expected new call letters of WHSQ. Odyssey New York Market President Chris Olivero saying in a letter to staff today that it's a sad day, saying for nearly 60 years, WCBS 880 has served as a source of connection and information for generations of New Yorkers and has been one of the most respected radio stations in history. Claim to Graceland. Well, dating is hard, but it turns out dating in New York, as everyone here could tell you, is actually the hardest. That's because a new survey says New York is the most dishonest place among online daters in the entire country. DatingAdvice.com asked 3,000 singles about how honest people are on the apps, about things like their age, job, what they actually look like, and were asked to rate it on a scale of 1 to 10. And on a scale of 10, New York scored 3.4, the worst in the nation. The national average was calculated at 5.1.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.